Radio Namaste is brought to you by your host, the blue collar goddess, Sarah Nash, and a small crew of guest personalities determined to amuse, entertain, and occasionally astonish you. And now, Radio Namaste, a different brand of enlightenment streaming live across this galaxy and probably a few more.
We come from all different galaxies all over the place. Can you hear me over there, Zen Master Ted?
I can hear you clearly.
Awesome. Okay, so this broadcast, like I said, is coming to you from Denmark. You are listening to Radio Namaste on the Om Times Radio Network, and we are always bringing you a very different brand of enlightenment. Today's live broadcast comes from Zen Master Ted's family home, a beautiful, beautiful, magical, enchanted cottage called Tofte. And so he's actually my guest today. Zen Master Ted, the most quiet man on earth, will be my guest. Anyways, don't forget the first one to hit me up on our Twitter at Radio Namaste with the hashtag Blue Collar Goddess gets the opportunity to be in a drawing for a free one-hour Skype session with me. And I give really good Skype. As you can tell, I'm sitting here in the middle of Denmark. This is probably, you know what? This is probably the most advanced technology this beautiful little cottage has ever seen.
Absolutely. This has mostly been a place where artists and poets and family members came to relax and get away from technology. But in this case, this is definitely modern technology makes it to Tofte.
Modern technology makes it to Tofte. You know, I was listening to the BBC on the way into listening to my own show. And I was like, this is where my excellent British accent comes from. It's not excellent. So if you had the opportunity to watch my little video that we posted on my Facebook, and then, of course, at Radio Namaste on our Facebook page, we went hinge spotting yesterday. Yesterday was my 50th birthday. We called this the hangover show. We're not hungover. I mean, if anything, we have a sugar coma.
Yes, well, we had a lot of rather good birthday cake, and we had a general food coma yesterday, and so that's really what we're suffering from today.
It's a sugar coma. You guys, Zen Master Ted, he's blushing. I'm sitting across from him. And since we're not in the studio, like I have a full-on look at this man's face, and he's blushing. He's actually nervous as my guest today on Radio Namaste. Namaste. Anyways, remember, if you're listening in live on the most advanced mobile player on the planet, you know you don't need to have to download anything. There's no app at all to get live streaming access to this very conscious community called Om Times Radio. There are several excellent hosts out there and great, great shows. Of course, I'm very partial to personal friends of mine, but Sylvia Henderson actually sent me, when she realized that we were in Denmark, she sent me this really great meme, and I'm pulling it up right now, that I put it on the Radio Namaste page about the happiest place on earth. The United Nations has actually ranked Denmark the happiest country in the world. And Sylvia Henderson and I were talking about this. By the way, her show comes on Sundays. And oh my gosh, 6 o'clock? Shoot. All right, whatever. Just go to Om Times Radio and check out the upcoming shows. Check out Sylvia's show, because I'm telling you, you know, I can't even believe I'm doing my own radio show, which I love. I really love doing this because I love, love, love talking to people. But I don't listen to that much radio, and I'm starting to, thanks to Om Times, and they're excellent. You know, they've got some, they know what they're doing out there. We're dialing this in. But anyways, so why is Denmark ranked the happiest country in the world by the United Nations? $20 minimum wage, 33-hour work week, free university, free childcare, and free healthcare. You take the fear out of living, booyah, you got what is called a good life. Say something, Ted.
I think that is very true. I think when people are not afraid, and then they have a social safety net, then they're going to be happy. And I think that's what's true of Danes. There's a lot of stuff they don't ever have to worry about. And so that makes them happy.
What makes you happy?
Well, being in this lovely place and being on holiday and not having to do anything.
So why did you go to the United States anyways?
Well,
I mean, besides to come be with me. So
that goes without saying. Mostly I came to the U.S. originally to go to college, and somehow I ended up staying. I got married and I started a business. And one of the things about the U.S. that is different from here and perhaps better in its own way is the upside of free enterprise, which is if you're creative and you want to start a business, you can do that a lot more easily in the U.S. than you can in Denmark. The Danish system works, but it also requires a lot of conformity. So there are upsides and downsides.
Conformity. That sounds like a yoga word.
It does a little bit. And here's the funny thing. I'm Danish by birth, and I've lived in the U.S. since 1981. But when I go back to Denmark, I immediately start to sound less American within a few days of being here. Even though I'm not speaking English, I'm speaking Danish, but yeah, I sound more European. I don't know why. It just happens.
You start speaking, and I can actually hear it now because, like, we're on headphones and we're being all professional. At least I am. I don't know about you, but I'm definitely infinitely more professional. But it's funny because I look Danish, and so when we go places, it's odd because I don't get that feeling of being a tourist anywhere we go. Because Peter does, Zen Master Ted does all of the talking. And so people will treat us like, well, they treat us like we belong. And you belong, but I'm learning how to belong because I really haven't belonged anywhere. I mean, being adopted when, you know, I was, 6 weeks old, has sort of left me feeling like an orphan everywhere I go. So, I mean, that's part of why it was really important for me to have a family and to be a part of something. And we're gonna talk about, I had a couple of really excellent questions come in through the mail, by the way. Thanks, by the way, people out there who are starting to get involved actively and write letters and hashtag blue collar goddess for the Radio Namaste free Skype session, because I'm going to say it again, plug myself. I am at Om Time Psychics too, by the way. You can schedule reading there with me, or you can just hit me up on my webpage too. So, I give really good psychic readings, but I'm not woo woo. And I wanted to talk about that too, because a lot of people out here are very practical. But they're also very open. Like, they listen. They know how to do that thing that Don Miguel Ruiz said with the five agreements and, you know, listen but be skeptical. Yeah, they pretty much let everybody do their own thing. So, and in fact, Zen Master Ted asked me if I was going to bring my tarot cards, if my oracle cards, because he wanted a reading. So, before I forget, the video that I posted on Radio Namaste's Facebook page, and I tweeted it earlier today, was henge spotting. We went henge spotting yesterday for my 50th birthday. There's this one rock out here, Karlstone. Karlstone, and say it.
Karlstein.
Karlstein. I don't know. He's speaking Danish. Who knows what he's saying?
I could be talking about soup.
You could be, but it's true. It's all true. There's this one rock that I saw the last time we came out here. It's a big dolmen. It's where a chieftain was buried, and they're all over the place. We discovered yesterday, quite by accident. But there was one place that I wanted to go because I wanted to, I wanted to go someplace that had turned 50 at least 100 times. But one of the questions that was asked to me through email was, now that you're in this really old place that has had so many thousands of years of life and civilization, do you see ghosts? So we're going to talk about that when we come back from break, because it looks like we have a couple minutes right before the break comes in. But Zen Master Ted, why don't you tell us what it is like being back in a place that you grew up when you weren't in boarding school, because you went to boarding school in where?
In the UK.
In the UK.
Yeah.
So being an artist, because you are an artist, and then coming back here where people tend to be so practical, let's talk about that.
Well, there is a very distinct difference, and you brought it up a little bit before, between the U.S. and Denmark. People in Denmark are probably not nearly as woo-woo as they are, a large segment are in the U.S.,
mm-hmm.
but they're very open to it. If that's your belief, that's fine. We're happy with that. You know, I was down in the local town earlier, and there was a crystal and yoga and New Age store that had opened up on the main street.
Get out.
Which was kind of interesting to see.
You didn't tell me that. We have to go take a look at that.
We absolutely do. Absolutely. And so, you know, there's definitely an opening to do different thoughts, spiritual thoughts here.
So many trees to hug.
So many trees.
The Danish national tree is a beech, right?
Right,
beech tree?
Right. Yes.
Those are sexy trees, you guys. All right, you're listening to Radio Namaste and the Om Times Radio Network. We're going to break. We're talking to Zen Master Ted, and we'll be right back.
The best of holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
If you remember living fearlessly, joyfully, and in a world filled with adventure, happiness, pleasure, and unbridled living, then this show is for you. Join me, Dame Nicole Brandon, as I bring you the world's top experts in wealth, creativity, flow, sea-edging technology, space, wellness, health, love, lust, and passion, all merging together each week here at the Hub of Happiness. Mondays at 6 p.m. Pacific Time and 9 p.m. Eastern Time on Passionate Living, where you can ride on the magic carpet ride of living and learn how to lead a passionately wild, exciting, and outrageously amazing life.
Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network. OM Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. OM Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Hi, my name is Monica and I'm the host of Co-Creating Now. Give yourself an opportunity to connect with your all-knowing higher self and manifest joy, love, and peace together every Tuesday, 11 a.m. Eastern.
The Real Conscious Connection. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
All right, we're back. We're listening to Radio Namaste on the Om Times Radio Network. We're broadcasting to you live from Denmark, and we are talking to Zen Master Ted, who happens to, not only is he a bonsai cactus master, but he is a Danish national citizen. So we were talking about art, and we were talking about why you went to the United States and why you're staying there besides me and besides the family that has adopted you, because you adopted us and we've adopted you. But go ahead. Tell us a little bit more.
Well,
and I mean, speak up, son.
Well, yes, ma'am. Will do. One of the things that is definitely true is that the opportunities to do something unusual. I mean, as you know, I paint on rocks and I'm a writer. The opportunities to do something like that in the United States are far more open than they are in Denmark.
Well, not just opportunities, but opportunities to make money.
Opportunities to make money, certainly opportunities to make a living. I mean, this is something I remember from growing up, was my mother would say about my writing, it's a very nice hobby, dear, but it's not something real people do for a living.
Become a doctor.
Go become a doctor, go become a university professor, go even become somebody who owns a shop or a factory. But
which you did do.
Which I did do. But the path I took eventually was more one of an artistic creative bent, and that's just a more feasible thing to do in the United States. Which is not to say that I don't love Denmark, and I love coming back here, but the thing I discover as I come back is I'm not so interested in pursuing Danish culture as it exists in the present moment. I'm more looking to re-experience things from my childhood when I actually lived here. You know, it's the food I'm interested in, and like we did yesterday, go out and walk in the woods and
fight off the Royal Danish Air Force.
Fight off the Royal Danish Air Force in the form of the hordes of mosquitoes that attack us on the way to the garbage can. People have asked me whether I'd want to move back to Denmark, and my answer usually is no. I love to go back and visit, and I love to go back and, in a manner of speaking, time travel a little bit and re-experience some of the things that I did in childhood. And this house is a blessing because it's been in the family since 1939, and it's almost like time stands still. And I can stand out on the lawn and I can feel like I'm 5 or 15 or when I visited in my 30s. And it's just sort of a very healing experience.
Well, it's actually almost, it's 9:30. 9:30 at night, and we're looking out.
Sunshine.
There's sunshine. And I actually remembered to put a black piece of material in my suitcase, a sheet-sized piece of material to hang over the windows in the guest room that we're staying in, because otherwise it's just, you know, unless you wear a sleep mask, and I really hate doing that. But yeah, it's bright. It stays bright. It's going to be, and now the days are getting brighter and longer up until at least the 21st, which is solstice, of course. Yeah. Oh, and by the way, they have this wonderful festival here. They burn a witch.
Yes, on the 24th of June.
23rd. It's going to be on the 23rd.
It's a celebration of Sankt Hans, and it's sort of a national gathering.
A celebration of Satan?
No. There's
you said Sankt Hans? Could it be Sankt Hans?
People light bonfires all over the place, especially if you live near the beach, which in Denmark is pretty easy because it's a small place and you're never far from the coast.
It's like half the size of Maine.
Exactly. It's a small country. And you can go down to the beach, and about every mile, a half a mile, somebody has put a bonfire on the beach, and you can see all these bonfires along the coast. And it's just a gathering. People get together, and it is, in a sense, it is part of a midsummer celebration.
Where they burn a witch.
Where they burn a witch.
A witch. I promise that I will go in disguise, although I'm not a witch. Are you a witch? I'm a sandwich. The last time we went, we brought my daughter and her best friend. Shout out to Kaylee Clovers. Where was I? Oh, yeah. Okay. I'm sorry. I was thinking of Kaylee and Clovers and witches and stuff. But we went out there, and this is a huge festival. And this is one of the things that I wanted to point out about the Danish people and about how well-behaved everyone is. I mean, there people drinking out on the beach. I mean, large roving parties of youth and families. And there wasn't any screaming or yelling or bad behavior. There wasn't any rioting. And, you know, and it, essentially, they do actually burn an effigy of a witch. And I have some pictures back on my Facebook, my old Facebook page when we were there, 2011?
2011.
Yeah, it was 2011 or 2012 were we here. I don't know. We'll figure it out. Anyways, we'll post some pictures later of that. But I'm really looking forward to this. And not only that, well done. You know what? We're going to give out the Namaste Award a little bit early, okay? We're going to give the Namaste Award to the Danish people, the people of Denmark, because one of the things that really consistently blows me away is the fact that everywhere we go, and all these beautiful ancient places, there's no graffiti, there's no trash, and it's free. And there's this huge park. Where is this park that we're talking about that has all the rebuilt houses that they nail for nail, literally nail for nail?
Yeah, it's just it's part of the National Museum. It's just north of Copenhagen. And they took some old buildings from all around the country that had regional interests, and rather than having them be torn down, they literally disassembled them brick by brick, nail by nail, moved them across the country, and put them back up. And now they appear as they were when they were originally built in the 1500s, 1600s. And the park is basically free. You can walk in and walk around.
No. It's not basically. It is free. Parking is free. You walk through the gates, it's free. And furthermore, there aren't all these giant signs shouting at you, don't touch this, don't touch that, don't go here, don't go there. I walked into one of these old houses, and I was blown away because there were all these artifacts just laying out. I mean, literal antiques just laying out. There weren't any cameras saying, hi, smile, you're on candid camera. If you take anything, we're going to find you and you know, knock you over. It's just presumed that you're going to behave in a way that is appropriate and not tear apart anything, not write on anything, not bring out your frigging can. No, you know what? I'm going to say it. Your fucking can of spray paint and spray all over these barns and steal.
Right.
Like, I am so ashamed of our youth and the people who have brought up our youth in the United States right now to treat them that they have no respect. They have zero respect. It's like I wanted to take a picture of one of the chieftain graves from the Stonehenge spotting. Spotting the henge. Henge spotting when I ran. I wanted to take a picture of one of the chieftain graves. And then I wanted to superimpose, okay, this is Denmark and this would be the United States. You know, and there would be this huge, it would just be this graffiti mess, you know, probably with a few, you know, beer cans thrown around for good measure. That's the other thing. People smoke like crazy out here. Everywhere you go, smoking, smoking, smoking. Not a single solitary butt on the ground. Maybe a couple, but geez Louise. Come on, America. Let's get with the program. You know, I mean, it's like, why can't we treat our country with love and respect the way that these people treat. I mean, I'm so angry. I just want to go, you young whippersnappers. When we get back from our break, because I know we're going to go into it, we got about 3 minutes so we can go blah, blah, blah. But anyways, I'm going to go ahead and read out my little blog post on turning 50. But yeah, you know, it's like here we are. I know we're young, America. I know we're babies, which is why we have this fascination for boobs. It's mommy. But, you know, if we're going to grow up and if we're going to be taken seriously, I think it's important for us to start taking ourselves seriously. And I understand that we are part of the cult personality. And, you know, we're about pop culture and we have some excellent things going on for us, man. We get to do whatever we want. We get to go wherever we want. We get to be whatever we want. And we need to be proud of that. We need to be proud of our heritage and we need to stop building Disneyland, you know, everywhere we go. See, that's the other thing. If we had these hinges, we'd have, you know, 6 months. We can't even go to like a large, tall building in Chicago without having to be corralled through some gift shop. I understand that we are about, you know, free enterprise and we are about capitalism. But at some point, where do you find the pride and dump the greed? Where do we do that? Ew! It is the gong. It is the gong of time. So we have a minute. Give us the shizzy, Zen Master Ted.
Well, I think also something to keep in mind, a sort of a greater picture of Denmark and the U.S. Again, Denmark is a very small place, and it's a fairly homogenous society. Everybody pretty much subscribes to the same basic idea and spreading the same basic idea.
Oh, really?
Pretty quickly.
Yeah, yeah. Tell that to the young Moroccan or Turkish couple that were selling strawberries downtown. They seemed to be perfectly happy and they were perfectly assimilated. There was no prejudice. They were just as Danish as you.
They were. And I mean, they were probably second generation Danish and indeed fully embraced by the culture, and they had embraced the culture too.
See? Now there's that.
And then there's that. Yeah.
You know, I'm going to start going over here in just a minute, but I'm talking to you from Radio Namaste on the Om Times Radio Network. We're heading into break, and when we get back, I'll talk about turning 50 in Denmark.
Conscious Media for Conscious Minds. Om Times.
Circle of Hearts Radio is a sanctuary on the airwaves. Join me, Grandmother Alaya, in the circle on Sunday, 2 p.m. Eastern, as I share information to both enlighten and nourish your soul.
Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of Om Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of Om Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community. The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Hello, I'm Miriam Knight of New Consciousness Review, inviting you to my new show where I interview the rising stars of the conscious awakening. We'll explore the many faces of consciousness in action and intriguing perspectives on life, the universe, and everything in between. Join us each Wednesday at 2 p.m. Eastern on the Rising Stars Show.
Your conscious connection to a more mindful world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Welcome back to Om Times Radio's Radio Namaste with the Blue Collar Goddess, Sarah Nash, and Zen Master Ted, our moderator and our guest today, because we are broadcasting live from Denmark, where the sun is still shining. Basically, I can see it over the trees, and it is 12:32 in the afternoon over on the Pacific coast, where we typically broadcast from. But I was getting on my bandstand and my soapbox, and I was talking about how we need to wake up and, you know, eventually get off the mommy boob thing in the United States. We're a young country. We're very young. You know, we're only a couple hundred years old, and we are huge. And we've got some awesome, incredible things going for us. One of the things that I feel that we don't have going for us is there seems to be a huge lack of respect for the country, for the land in and of itself, period. And maybe that has something to do with the fact that the way we treated the true Native Americans when we you know, landed. And the things that happened there. I mean, we every country has its horrific past, though. Every country has its stories of slavery and terror and wars. You know, it's like our African American brothers and sisters. You know, the way that they were treated as slaves when they were brought into the United States. Well, you know, their own people continue to treat each other in that manner. And nobody ever talks about how the Irish people were side by side in shackles with our African American brothers and sisters. I mean, nobody can say that any one person was treated worse than the others. I mean, with possibly the exception of our Native American brothers and sisters. Reminds me of that that comedian, and oh God, my daughter's going to give me a punch in the nose for this one, but I can remember he does this whole monologue about, you know, how Asians treat Asians and prejudice, and then he the end of it, he's basically telling all these different colors and ethnicities and races to suck it up, and then he's like, and you Native Americans, yeah, I'm sorry. I'm really sorry. It's just like, you know, he spends a good 20 minutes just knocking everybody until he gets to Native Americans. And he's like, man, the spaceships are going to land. We're going to have like these 20-foot-tall Native Americans coming out going, yeah. So, but the bottom line is that we need to start treating, you know, humanity with a little bit more humanity, which is why I'm a huge proponent for humanity healing, which is part of the Om Times media. But humanity healing is actually what brought me to the Om Times Network. It's where my heart and soul is, and it's what I believe in, and it's my passion for life. It is what I'm about. You know, I'm not a Christian, but I do believe in Christ consciousness. And while, you know, there's no proven Christ, there are plenty of people who have held the Christ consciousness and held that vibration of love and light. And if there was a Christ and he did die, well, he died to show man's humanity against, you know, humanity. If we consistently have these myths where these gods are killing one another and harming one another, you know, it's like, if anything, we need to just suck it up and stop it. I just don't understand why we're so angry and mean to each other. It's like, okay, well, all right. In Denmark, I know we've got this Danish glare thing, but I think it has something to do with the cheese.
Well, that might be entirely possible, because a lot of Danish cheese is rather stinky and causes the glare.
No, I think the Danish people walk around. It was the first thing I noticed a few years ago, the first time we came here. My daughter was like, these people are so angry. No, they're not angry. They're just glaring at one another. They glare, you guys, the Danish glare. It's like, I think it's because they're actually wondering, do you eat the cheese? Do you eat the cheese? I think they're all just looking at each other like, do you eat that stuff? It's like I could hear it going on in their heads. Like, you might possibly eat that cheese. I had this whole thing. Go ahead, Peter. We're at the store, and I'm like, I want some cheese. And Peter's like, okay, enjoy that.
Be aware that it's going to be very strong and probably quite stinky.
Yeah, he doesn't he doesn't say, you know, you're such a kind and gentle person. And sometimes I wish you could just be a little bit more demonstrative with your words. You eat the fucking cheese. If you open that stuff, I will not be in the house. But so I'm like, oh, hey, how about this? This little lump of cheese here. And Peter's like, okay. He could have said something like, it's Limburger cheese.
Well,
do you know what Limburger cheese is? Yeah. This stuff is so heinous. Okay. I give myself two thumbs up for actually trying it because I thought maybe it's just me. Maybe it's just me. Let me tell you something about this Danish cheese. Okay. It smells like, all right, I don't know who this Limburger is, but he probably died, and he died with this cheese in his armpit, and then they found him 2 weeks later, and they went, oh, it's Limburger's cheese. This stuff is heinous. Oh, my God. So we get home. I open it up, and I'm, like, cutting into it. I'm, like, trying to be really cool, and Peter's, like, trying to be really cool, and I'm, like, all right. So we take it outside because we, thank God we eat outside on the patio. And I'm like, all right, I'm gonna try eating a little piece of this. So I did. I had a little nibble. I actually had two little nibbles because I figured I needed to at least, you know, thank God for beer. Thank God for Danish beer. That's the other thing. Out here, there's Gold Tuborg. I can actually eat the Danish beer or
you
drink the Danish.
Drink it, too.
I can, yeah, you can eat and drink the Danish beer. And I don't get congestion. American beer makes me congested unless it's Guinness or Heineken,
which is not American.
Which is not. Always have to point out the truth, don't you? Yeah. So anyways, now I know why the Danes glare at each other. It's the cheese. So I'm thinking of doing this flow chart called What's That Smell? At the very top of it, you have What's That Smell? And the second one, Are You in Denmark? Go here. Is it the cheese? Yes. So I'm also thinking that it's the Vikings, when they became berserk. It's because there was too much cheese. There was way too much cheese. Okay, nobody's going to get this. They're listening to this going, I don't get it. You won't get it. You won't get it until you go to Denmark and you buy, just grab some cheese. It doesn't even matter. Like, because we actually had to hunt for the really mild stuff.
Well, that's one of the interesting things about Danish cheese is of course, a lot of the things we think of in the U.S. as Danish cheese, like a cream Havarti, most of the mild Danish cheese is sent overseas as exports. The really strong cheese stays in Denmark.
Well, that's why you guys are so safe. I really believe it has something to do with the cheese. Yeah, the Vikings, nobody ever knows this because nobody actually ever lived to talk about it, but I think they just used their cheese on trebuchets, just flinging their cheese.
This is a distinct possibility. We don't have any history to prove it, but it may have happened.
There was nobody left to talk about it. It was like, ah! They started clawing their eyes out. Oh, my God. So anyways, yeah, on June 10th, God, was that 3 days ago, year ago? Was that yesterday? Yeah. All the time is just like flowing together. You know, I basically, for several weeks, I'd really been contemplating my 50th birthday, and I had some really great ideas for, you know, a series of articles and blog posts about how to incorporate the assorted crap that tends to, you know, circulate around the big 5-0. And when Zen Master Ted presented me with the tickets to his family's home in Denmark here early May, I all that planning around this quote unquote landmark birthday went out the window. And it landed out here in the front lawn of this place called Toft. Well, you know, I really did. I started counting the weeks and the days and finally the hours to coming here. And I really wasn't able to focus on much of anything else except for, you know, leaving one continent for another. And, well, that seemed like a big enough deal for me. And I was actually really, really grateful because as an HSP, you know, a huge part of me was able to breathe a really grateful sigh of relief that there wasn't, you know, going to be all the stupid black balloons and, you know, the phone calls from friends and family. By the way, don't call me. Do not call me. Do not. I have like 3 or 4 voicemails now because people are still calling me. Don't call me. I'm not going to check my voicemail because it's like $1 a minute. Like, text me, send me pictures. You know, you could probably even freaking send me a video. I mean, you have my Facebook. Don't call me, okay? You know, anyways, I want to thank you, Zen Master Ted, because you understand as an HSP that pretending to have fun or enjoying all the, like, really bewildering and very confusing antics of quote-unquote normal human traditions is really actually very painful. And if I've learned anything in the 50 years that I've been on Earth this time, it's that normal really is something for other people and not me. well, everything about me, from my sense of humor to how I even perceive colors, is different from the majority or what seems to be the majority of people see. And God knows I tried to fit in when I was attending school and everywhere else I was required to be. But seriously, people are really, they confuse and bewilder me. People have all these private thoughts regarding food and sex and judgments. I mean, there's a lot of judgments about each other. And well, growing up partially deaf really gave me the ability to read body language as a survival skill. And I began to know what folks were thinking before they thunk it. And along with that disability, I was gifted with an extrasensory talent known as clairvoyance, or, you know, more commonly known as being psychic. And, a double whammy for the world of the HSP child. Bong, we have a minute. My mantra for the adults in my childhood should have been, your lips are moving, you must be lying. And I recognized that it was probably best for me just to keep all my information and my knowledge to myself. And basically, I learned how to lie like a motherfucker, too. I could spin a story faster, bigger, and probably better than anyone. It's been about 10 years now that I've stopped telling all these stories, mostly thanks to a daughter who became a rabbit host beast from hell. Because when I lied, like even about the size of a puddle, she just like had a friggin' cow. But I want to point out that there are 5 things, and I hope this will take us into the break, but there are 5 things that I've learned on turning 50. And we're going to talk about those 5 things when we come back. You're listening to Radio Namaste on the Om Times Radio Network. We're talking about me and you and everything else.
Connecting you with the best of the conscious minds in the world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Hey ladies, do you want to have that good hair day feeling all the time? Gentlemen, would you want your special someone to have that glow letting you know she's feeling completely satisfied? This feeling and that glow can be yours by embracing your sexual power. So join me, Rachel Kenley, award-winning romance author, on the O-Spot. The O-Spot will guide you to that peak with guest interviews, book discussions, and conversations on the thrills of sexual empowerment. Put the zing back in your life. Come up and see me sometime on the O-Spot, live on Hump Day at 10 p.m. Eastern.
Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. Om Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single Om Times endeavor. Host your show with Om Times Radio Network. Simone Millicis would like you to know that business can be fun, which is why she wrote the book, Joy of Business. What if you could have the joy of business rather than the stress and struggle? Most of the time, the only thing stopping you from a thriving business is you. In the Joy of Business book, Simone gives you access consciousness tools and pragmatic ways to get out of your own way and to create the business, life, and living you know is possible and beyond what this reality says is achievable. Business is joy. It's creation. It's generative. It can be the adventure of living. You can purchase your copy of the book through Amazon or Joy of Business website, www.accessjoyofbusiness.com.
Matt Connerton here. Join Jen Coffey and I twice a week for Matt Connerton Unleashed, a political talk show that's a little different than what you're used to. No liberal or conservative agenda here, just an honest dialogue about truth and how things really work in the world of politics. Matt Connerton Unleashed, every Tuesday and Thursday night at 11 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio.
Bringing a more conscious lifestyle to your world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Greetings and welcome back to Radio Namaste on the Om Times Radio Network. You're listening in to the Blue Collar Goddess and Zen Master Ted, who's our silent moderator because I hardly ever let him talk. But we're broadcasting live to you from Denmark. We're just checking in with you because actually, you know, I want to point out that this was our test show to make sure that we could actually do a live and worthy broadcast here in this beautiful and rather charming little estate called Tofte. This is the high technology for this place, and I'm incredibly grateful and increasingly impressed with the capabilities of the Om Times Radio Network broadcasting system. We kind of do things a little bit interesting, and it's really working out. I think that this can be a great thing for the Radio Namaste Roadshow. We have some ideas for the future, but let's talk about the near future. My guest next week is Vito Mucci. He's actually a shaman who has and develops healing modalities, and he specializes in the psychology of consciousness, and he wrote this incredible book that I've been reading. He sent it to me right before I left. It was Coffee for Consciousness 101, and basically it's the application of the perspective to reality. I'm going to read off the back of it here real quickly. Live in the now, don't worry, be happy, follow your bliss. These catchphrase imperatives confront us on a daily basis. But so few of us seem to know how to do any of these things. If you've repeatedly tried and failed to manifest your better self or a more resonant life, you might be saying, you know, it's not that easy. Coffee for Consciousness 101 is the instruction book you've been waiting for. Because you're right, it's not easy. Hey, Zen Master Ted, do you remember when I first connected with Vito a few years ago? Yeah. Every single day I would like run downstairs and I'd say, listen to what Vito wrote today. It was like
that.
Vito Mucci this and Vito Mucci that. Vito would do this like food blog thing or something. I don't know, about the things that were like he was picking up from the universe. Really, just really amazing. And he was always like straight on too. He'd be like, all right, so today everybody's, you know, craving apple pie and Frankfurters, you know? Right. And it would be like 9 times out of 10, I'd be like, oh my God, you're right. I did want a piece of tiramisu. How did you know that? And it was more than just, he wasn't just like throwing out suggestions there. The dude's right on. And so he's a painter for the White Light Express. He actually painted, well, he didn't know he was painting until the time that I actually purchased it from his work. But I have one of his paintings on the altar for the White Light Express healing grid back in the United States. But his main professional focus is creation of a society that embraces the expansion, words, Sarah, words, articulate your words. Embraces the expansion of consciousness for a greater shared experience and heightened harmony of expression in the world. His personal focus for those he is working with is the relationship formed between the soul and the conscious mind as an interface for experiencing reality, such that ease and strength of perspective can become tools for resonance in everyday life. Vito likes to create exercises daily for basic shaman training, comprised of many guided meditations that can be formed by anyone. Listen, you guys have to listen to this show, and you're going to want to buy this book. Coffee for Consciousness 101 is something that may actually be a little ahead of its time. That's my main concern. I really believe that it's time for people to start listening to Vito, because while I believe that everybody needs to have an opinion, you know, his is one that I want to know about. So speaking of opinions, I'm going to read about these 5 things that I've learned, basically, that I've observed now that I've lived half a century as a white, heterosexual, basically relatively intelligent, somewhat attractive female in the United States. And, you know, the guys can take this too. And number one, there are people who you will love with all your might, all your soul, and all your being, and they will never ever love you in the same way. When you realize this, please move on with your life and find new people to love. There are so many people to love. Number two, there are people who will love you with all they have and more, and you will never love them in return the way they love you. You can try to explain to them why you have to move on, but chances are they won't listen because it hurts them too much to hear the truth. I have a typo. Typo.
Grammar police will come after you.
Oh, I know people in the grammar police too, man. They just, Okay, anyways, when you realize this, please move, not the grammar police. We're talking about the people that love you that you can't love back for whatever your reason. When you realize this, please move on with your life and let them find new people to love. There are so many people to love. Number three, there are people who will be a part of your life for only a little while, yet the experience of their presence in your life will remain with you for as long as you are alive. You need to forgive the users and abusers, all right? And honor the lovers and the beloved friends. And remember to respect them all as the teachers they became or will become. Number four, develop an opinion about everything, even if it's I don't have an opinion. Stick to it until you learn otherwise. Be open to the otherwise. And for the love of all that is good and true, express your opinion if you're asked, but wait until you're asked. Because asked. Opinions are like assholes. Everybody has them. Or no, wait a minute. No. Opinions are like Danish cheese.
Not everybody has it. And not everybody wants it.
And sometimes it's rather surprising when you unwrap that opinion. Oh my God, your opinion stinks. Yes, but at least he has an opinion. Yeah, you know, these people are there, I don't care. Well, you know what? Somebody's going to start caring for you. And that's going to be part of the problem, not part of the solution. And number five, love your boobs. No, seriously, love the fuck out of your boobs. I mean, who cares if they aren't perfect or if you have weird nipples or whatever? Just love your boobs, okay? And I think the part of, I was really, honest to God, I was thinking about this. It's like, I think part of the problem why 1 in 8 women has breast cancer, especially in the United States, is because we are so fixated on boobs. I really wish that we could grow out of that 2-year-old booby stage where mommy's boobs are like the most important thing. Okay, they're nourishment, love, you know, nurturing, all of that is more than just boobs, people. And I've got two of my very, very dearest friends. And some of you remember the interview that I had with Acharya. You know, she's battling breast cancer, and that just boom, out of the blue. And then another really just one of my most darling, dearest HSP friends, Julie, is battling breast cancer, which is why I bought those plastic bracelets that say fuck cancer. And really, no, fuck cancer. And that's not even a high vibration fuck, just fuck cancer. So yeah, everybody love your boobs. Guys, love your ladies' boobs. Yeah, Zen Master Ted, he's like, nyeh, nyeh, nyeh. love everybody's boobs, okay? Just stop it, okay? With the whole boob fixation world, come on, man, just... Everybody love your boobs. Anyway, so that's about it. Those are the five things that I wanted to share that I'd learned since I turned 50. And so then we're going to go into the future right after Vito Mucci, by the way. The next show after that, actually, that's not my show. Manson Mitchell, Gary Manson, Susan Mitchell will be interviewing me on June 20th, which is a Saturday. I will be on their show. I will post links to that, but if you go to mansonmitchell.com, I was delighted to be asked back onto their show. We're going to talk about consciousness and about raising the vibration. They were very interested in the White Light Express, which is my passion and my meaning in life. And then the following week, the day before we leave, actually, to head back to the States, I will be interviewing on June 25th one of my... I absolutely am in awe and love Michelle White Dove. I think her capabilities and Well, she's like me. She's kind of like a no-nonsense, like, yeah, what's up? This is the truth. Take it or leave it. She's starting a new program, and we're going to talk about that. Actually, she's having a web series, like a web conference series of classes that she's going to start actually the day after I interview her. So that's we're going to talk about that. I'm so excited. I'm going to be so squee. You know Sophia Grace, that little 5-year-old girl.
Yes.
When she saw Katy Perry, she's like, oh my God. Yeah, so that's going to be me with Michelle White Dove. Because the first time I saw her on an HBO series about Lilydale, I get a vibe. Like, I'm not going to knock psychics because I hate comparing Danish cheese. You've got the really hardcore psychics that are just what they are, right? And then you've got the ones who are like, ew, I think I might have seen a ghost in the bathroom. So, you know, there are varying levels of clairvoyance. And I think what Michelle White Dove and I have in common is the fact that we both had a near-death experience that kind of like gave us a little bit more of the added juice to pick up some things from the other side of the veil. But I remember watching her on the HBO special about Lilydale. And I went, yeah, she's the real deal. This woman's got this stuff dialed in. And you know, she doesn't want to do the carnival scene. All right, so we're out of here. I hope you enjoy listening to Radio Namaste and the Om Times Radio Network. And we're going to see you next week, broadcasting live from Denmark. And we're going to be talking to the shaman, Vito Mucci, about Coffee for Consciousness 101. Been a blast. Send me your mail. I'll read it all, maybe even out loud. What do you got to say, Zen Master Ted? Anything?
Hi.